unprecedented. That's how Australia's main spy agency, ASIO, has characterised the current level of foreign interference and espionage in Australia. Today, the federal government's releasing guidelines for universities aimed at reducing that problem, requiring educational institutions to keep staff and students safe and ensure research remains in trusted hands. It comes off the back of a high-profile cyber hack of systems at the Australian National University and collaborations between Australian universities and Chinese researchers with strong links to the People's Liberation Army. Tom Eagledon reports.
There's concern among intelligence agencies about what's happening on Australian campuses after media reports in 2017 detailed links between China's military and researchers collaborating on sensitive projects at Australian universities. Dan Tehan is the Federal Education Minister.
We're really now beginning to clearly understand the unprecedented level of foreign interference in Australia, and therefore we've put these guidelines in place to deal with that.
The new approach is the result of months of talks with the sector and a conference 2 months ago to hammer out details. Universities shared their experience of the massive hack of Australian National University data earlier this year, and the government raised concerns about media reports of worrisome research collaborations with overseas academics.
What we've got to make sure is that we're putting the checks in place as to who we're collaborating with, that we know what the research will be used for, and that our universities are aware of the background of the scientists that they're dealing with. If these guidelines are properly implemented and properly enacted, then our preparedness to deal with foreign interference on our university campuses will be far greater than what it's been previously.
And are you confident they will be properly enacted, that this will be taken seriously, is that there has been a change in attitude from the universities?
Every indication that I've got is that there has been a change of attitude.
Much of this is happening inside universities already. This is a way of putting it all down on paper.
That's Katrina Jackson, CEO of Universities Australia, which helped to draw up the guidelines.
What will change is you will see a more unified, concerted partnership between government and universities as we all confront what is an increasingly complex world.
Can you see some of the collaborations, for example, with China that may have happened in the past? And I'm thinking here of some of those links with some Chinese academics with strong links to the Chinese military. Do you think those sorts of collaborations may not happen in the future thanks to these guidelines?
I think it is a mistake to single out one country in this conversation, Tom. I think we will be looking at all collaborations inside universities.
Well, let's take China out of it. Do you think there are collaborations generally that could have happened in the past that may not happen now that these questions are being asked at a deeper level?
Look, it may be there are some changes and the sorts of collaborations that are entered into, but I say again, it is very, very important that we as a sector do not pull back from large international collaborations.
The conversation between the government and universities is ongoing. A review is due next year.
Political reporter Tom Eagledon.